In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Question 58. What is this sin in us called? The sin in us is called original sin. Question 59. Why is this sin called original? This sin is called original because it comes down through us through our origin or descent from Adam. Regarding just how this happens, well, there's a lot of speculation. The fathers of the church, the doctors of the church have written much about this. For right now, try to think of it that when Adam sinned, and Eve with him, human nature fell. Our very nature fell with Adam. So, if we are born into it in any way, we are born into a fallen nature. The nature, if you will, changed because of that original sin. Now, God wants to change it back and make it even more beautiful, even better than it was originally. But that has to do with redemption. Question 60. What are the chief punishments of Adam, which we inherit through original sin? The chief punishments of Adam, which we inherit through original sin, are death, that's number one, suffering, ignorance, and a strong inclination to sin. Regarding ignorance there, that might be, it certainly is in the opinion of St. Thomas Aquinas, the number one reason for actual sin in the world. St. Thomas is meditating on the seven last words of our Lord on the cross, and one of them was, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So that ignorance is terrible, and we need to do all in our power to remove it. Number 61, is God unjust in punishing us on account of the sin of Adam? God is not unjust in punishing us on the account of the sin of Adam, because original sin does not take away from us anything to which we have a strict right as human beings, but only the free gifts which God in his goodness would have bestowed on us if Adam had not sinned. At the bottom there of page 34, you see a list of the gifts that God gave us, grace, great knowledge, control of the passions, freedom from sickness and death, and the enemy's gifts to us, original sin, ignorance, a strong inclination to sin, and suffering and death. Now, there's a great mystery here, in that we cannot comprehend why God would not just forgive us these things. Well, the first answer is that he is justice. He is infinite justice. And what we did was wrong. An original sin upset the eternal balance of justice. It was outrageous. So that is not so mysterious in itself, doing something outrageously wrong and then being punished for it. But the real mystery comes in when you start to consider that God is mercy, too, infinite mercy, and that there is an aspect of mercy to his kicking us out of paradise. That is, we couldn't have lived there anyway, not after having sinned. Think, for example, of paradise as a place of perfect honesty. Well, once original sin happens, then we have, as it says here in the Catechism, an inclination to sin, a strong inclination to sin. So we have an inclination to dishonesty. It's powerful in us. It becomes very hard for us to be honest. We have to work at it. As we know, even little children, they start to lie pretty much almost as soon as they can talk. So one is really inclined to the rejection of truth. Well, it would reject, it wouldn't be paradise, because paradise is the very thing that we're rejecting. Same, by the way, goes for heaven. So there's an aspect of mercy here. Question 62. Was any human person ever preserved from original sin? The Blessed Virgin Mary was preserved from original sin. in view of the merits of her divine Son, and this privilege is called her Immaculate Conception. And you have a drawing there on page 35 of Saint Mary appearing to Saint Bernadette, Saint Bernadette Soubirous, as we say her name in French, who received a private revelation of the Mother of God, Mary, who told her that she, Mary, was the Immaculate Conception. The word immaculate, macula in Latin means stain. Immacula means no stain. And conception means beginning. So she began without any original sin. Notice I just said private revelation. There's a distinction between public revelation, that's the Bible, and private revelation refers to those visions or locutions. Locution is hearing some words but not necessarily seeing anything, which were received by individuals and that are approved by the Church. This one certainly was approved by the Church.